This is Jason Eaton with Radio On The Go Sports, being joined by Coach Michael Roddick of the Iowa Falls Alden. Coach, you had a couple good runners today in the girls and boys, one being Piper Smith coming in eighth place with a time of 21:23, and then Andrew Heron finishing third in the boys with a time around 17:30, I think. What are your initial thoughts on their races today?
Yeah, those are two people that we thought were definitely going to be in the medal hunt. Andrew typically goes kind of out there with the leaders. We knew that Ogona probably had their number one guy there, was probably going to gap up the rest of the field here. But yeah, Andrew went out strong and held on for a really, really strong finish there to get his freshman year to medal that high was great. And Piper kind of does a little bit opposite. She usually sits back a little bit and then kicks and works her way through the pack. And she definitely did have some good competition there that she had to hold off to the end to keep herself in the medal. So it was great to see that grit there, because it is kind of a fun little spot where you can kind of see the people chasing you as you snake your way through. So good mental strength from her there. And so glad we got a couple of medals. We weren't quite full strength today. We had our typical number one runner, Demi Bowen, was out sick today. And we're also missing one of our varsity guys in Boaz Lehman for our. So our team scores weren't exactly where we wanted to be, but we got to see some individuals with some PRs. And this is the first time we've been on this course for about 12 years. So it was fun to get out here in some interesting weather.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but who had the PRs today?
Well, I have to check on who on all of them were. Some of them were not necessarily our leaders today. Like okay. Piper and Andrew weren't necessarily, but some of our like mid-pack runners there. So like I know like some of our JV runners, a couple of our senior girls like Abby Stafford. It's a couple that slipped into varsity to fill in some spots. So okay. So that was a good run for them, and maybe tune us up for districts, because you never know this time of year who might need to fill in. So
yep, and that's the next question I was going to ask you. How does a race like this, a conference race, prepare these kids for their next step at districts?
Yeah, it is with our conference going to be growing next year. This is probably the smallest conference race they'll be in, and one of the smaller meets we have. So it really impresses them that every single spot counts, which is really important going into districts, because there we're seeing all those 3A schools that we run against. So this is a real good tune-up. It's good to have championship atmosphere here, knowing that it counts, that there's a chance to bring home a plaque or bring home a conference medal. So it gets us in that end of the year kind of championship mode. So definitely is a good tune-up for us.
And just kind of finalize, what are your overall thoughts of the team this year, from where they started to where they're at now? What has impressed you the most with them as a group?
Yeah, so especially our guys, we've made big strides this year. Really had we don't have any senior guys here. So knowing that we have this entire team back and to work really hard this year, again, didn't end up with our full varsity lineup at this meet particularly, but we've really, in almost every meet that we've run at this year, we've improved significantly from years past. So that really puts us in a good spot for the future and gives us a lot of confidence. Girls, honestly, we have like three or four runners that we thought were going to be able to be our varsity runners, and for a variety of reasons weren't there. So on some level, maybe it wasn't exactly what we thought, but again, we've got quite a few of them coming back, and so we're in a good spot. We know we've got some strong ones that we're going to have to replace. So some good motivation there.
And just looking ahead to districts, how does the practice change? Does the mileage change as you head into a week like that?
Yeah, so what we do is, you know, we've already been kind of tapering already. So the load changes. We've got as many miles on our legs essentially as we need. So we're working speed. We know what the state course is going to be. We'll find out hopefully tomorrow what the district course is. So that will affect a little bit what we do. We try to simulate as much as we can. Some of the hills and some of the turns, those kinds of things. So it will change a little bit, but we keep everybody running, because again, you never know who's going to need to be in there. And even someone that's not running districts this year, they might be next year. So it doesn't change a whole lot in terms of staying focused, but we just try to keep those legs a little fresher. Yep.
All right. Thank you for your time, sir. And congratulations. Good luck.
Yep, you bet.
And the rest of your